T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on former Browns offensive lineman. He'll give us his thoughts on what to expect with Deshaun Watson in his Browns debut this weekend. Jason Pinkston. Pink, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're doing all right, my guy.
Was it on you or was it on Vicari that we had to get you 7 minutes late? Because I'm trying to give Vicari a hard time.
That was my fault. Phone was on the charger.
Okay, all right, Vicari, you're off the hook.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, I'm just busting chops.
We just really want to bust his chops, not yours.
Yes.
Your chops will remain unbusted, sir.
Well, then, in that case, then he did not call me on time.
Oh damn it, Vicari!
Dog and Vicari!
All right, so we're having the conversation about Deshaun Watson expectations in his Browns debut this weekend. What are your expectations for Deshaun?
I'm honestly trying to go at this and not go too crazy and just like, oh, he's going to go out there. He's going to light it up. He's going to pass for 300 yards and 5 TDs and lead us on to a big victory, which very well may be the case. I'm kind of going into it with a little bit of just optimism just because he hasn't played in so long. Now, granted, he's a huge talent, and it's just concerning that the layoff might have been a little bit longer than expected, that we expected and that he expected. And there's going to be some rust. There's going to be some growing pains, a little bit of timing issues. But I do look forward to seeing him go out there and compete and see what he can do. Obviously, we know what type of player he can be and the type of player he was. But I'm trying to stay like right in the middle so I don't get overly excited and put too much pressure on him and expectations on him. I just want to go out there and see him play a good football game.
You think it's possible the Browns players, you know, knowing that Watson's coming back this week, could potentially look past the Texans and think it's just going to be a guaranteed easy win?
No, you know what? I don't think they are looking past it because, we are what our record says we are. You know, I hate to say that because it's so cliche, but it's so the truth. And I think that him coming back brings another level of excitement to the team and to the players because they know what type of player he can be. And I think that'll help us out, get us a little more energy. I think there'll be a little more belief. If we need to score a touchdown or we need a drive to help us get going, I think that will kind of give us a little bit more of a spark and a little more energy that we may need.
So with that, you mentioned the rust idea, and it's not that I actually don't think it's a thing. It's just kind of when we talk about rust, it's not a definition, right? There's no one for one that I can compare with somebody that was Deshaun's age, his level of talent, the exact amount of time that he spent away, you know, all the things that he's gone through, and then point to and go, oh, well, this is what happened with that guy. You know, even Michael Vick, he was older. He was a different kind of quarterback, different style of quarterback. Obviously, he spent time in prison. Deshaun did not, as Deshaun was not charged with anything. It's just a civil lawsuit and suspension here. So in terms of rust, what does rust look like for Deshaun out on the field?
Like you just said, you know, it's, I don't care what anyone says. When you miss time from football, there is going to be some kind of decline in your performance, in your readiness, your thought process of, you know, maybe identifying a defense. You know, there may be some timing issues with the receivers, some cardio. I don't care what anyone says. If you're not practicing and working out all year round, you're still kind of behind the ball. And yes, he's worked out with a trainer over the last 6 months, but that's completely different from going out and playing an actual football game. I think there's going to be some times where he misses a couple balls of just not having that, you know, that the last 3 months of, you know, throwing passes to receivers. There, you got to get some connection and some continuity and build with each other. You know, he was there in the summer, and then he was gone for the last, what, 6 to 10 games or whatever, 11 games. That's hard. That's hard to just jump back in there and have everything clicking and everything just firing on all cylinders.
Jason, I said this as a former player, and you are as well. When you get into games, at least when I played, I remember, you know, playing in front of big crowds and, you know, big moments and those things. And you just don't really think about the surroundings, you know, and because people have brought up the fact that the accusers are going to be there. And obviously he's playing in Houston. I just don't think he's going to worry about that once the game starts. What say you?
No, when you step onto that field and you're standing out there and that national anthem comes on, and you're going through your game day routine, you block out everything. You know, you get in those games. You know, I remember when I was injured and come back and get into a game, you don't hear anything. You know, it could be so loud, the screaming, the boos. You're dialed in at such a level where that, you know, you're worried about getting your job done and doing what you got to do. I hate that Houston did that, that they're bringing all the accusers to the game. Like, what are we trying to do here? You know, they're all going to the game. They're going to have a suite. Like, what are we doing here? Like, the case has been somewhat solved. Let's move on. Let this guy go on about his life. You know, I just like, you know, I don't like the idea of like what they're trying to do and what they're trying to prove, this whole movement that they got going on. It was handled in the courts. Let it be done in the courts. Let the guy focus on what he needs to get done. I mean, it's like, is he going to show back up at their jobs and just, oh, he's coming in today? Like, who's going to, like, who does that? You know, you think if something, like, I wouldn't want to see someone again if something allegedly happened. I wouldn't want to run into them and come to their place of work, whatever it may be. But, you know, I'm sorry I got a little bit off topic there. But you block out all that noise and all that crap when the ball snapped. And, you know, you got a job to do. You're trying to win a game. That's all that matters.
Jason, a lot has been said about the need to get used to getting hit again. I guess how, in terms of Deshaun Watson, if you haven't been hit like in an NFL game for 700 days, that's going to take you a moment to get used to that. What does that mean? Like, does that mean like physically you got to build up a tolerance, or does that mean Deshaun might flinch a couple times after getting smacked pretty hard?
It can go one or two ways. You know, like I was saying, you know, when I came back from injury, it felt good to hit somebody. You know what I mean? Just to go out there, put your hand in the dirt, and have your head and face mask blasting off someone, and you got a linebacker trying to run through your chest. It actually feels good to get that feeling back. And just knowing the type of player that he is, I think, you know, him getting tackled or one good hit might, you know, might shake it off a little bit and him get back and start rolling again. So, you know, I'll be excited to see how that plays out in the game. Obviously, I hope we keep him clean, but you know, he has a little bit more mobility than some quarterbacks, and he's going to scramble a little bit. He's going to take some shots, and best believe there are guys out there, you know, who disagree with the whole, you know, his whole case and everything that happened, who might be trying to put a couple nice hits on him. So, you know, I hope he just, you know, he stays safe, he protects himself, and I just hope, I want to see them roll, man. I want to see them get back going. See them put a little stretch together here and win some games, and we'll see what happens at the end of the year.
Jason, getting to Jacoby, I thought he was a lot better than I expected in those 11 games. I don't see him as the reason they have a 4-7 record. When you watch Jacoby across those 11 games, do you see a guy who deserves another crack at being a starter in the NFL?
You know what? I do. And the way he's handled things and being professional, you know how hard it is to say, hey, Jacoby, you're going to be the starter for the first 10 weeks, and then 10 weeks, your time's up. You know, to stay professional how he did and how he played for us this year. I think he deserves it. You know, he seems to be a good guy, a good leader. The guys love him. And I think he played pretty well throughout those games that he was in there. You know, a couple bad throws here and there, but that's the NFL. That's life of a quarterback. No one's going to be perfect. I do think he deserves another shot. I'd love to see them bring him back. I think he does need another crack. Hopefully, he could be a starter in this league somewhere. You know, maybe obviously not Cleveland, but you know, somewhere else might need a quarterback. And I think he's good enough to do it.
All right, Jason, it's that time. Put all that. You know, you're a longtime player. You're a coach now. Put all that credibility on the line for a prediction for this game. No pressure.
I'm going Browns here, and I love the fact that he's going back into Houston to play, and he has a chance to really stick it to the Texans. I kind of love that kind of deal. It's always weird how those games work out. All of a sudden, a guy gets traded to here. And next thing you know, next year they're on the schedule. That's a big bullseye. And I know Deshaun's probably not talking about that, but I'm sure he wants to get out there and play well. I'm going 28-7 Browns.
All right. Dustin asked me a question earlier, and I'm not the right guy to answer it. But you've lived a professional life. You've been in NFL locker rooms. Our boy, Dustin Fox, is getting ready to go to a holiday party tonight. And he asked me, do I go with the tie or no tie? And meanwhile, he's got a great suit on, very snazzily dressed. So do you think Dustin should wear a tie or not to his holiday party tonight?
Dustin is a sharp dude. Follow him on Twitter. Good guy. Been following for a while. Dustin, skip the tie. Throw the bow tie on, man.
Throw the bow tie on. Well, that would require me going to the store and buying a bow tie, which I don't have time for. But I do have a necktie.
You got to go with the bow tie. Holidays, you know, you're stepping out a little bit, get to celebrate a little bit. Not instead of celebration like having a bow tie on. Throw it with a bow tie on.
I just got to ask you because, like, I'm a big guy. If I wear a bow tie, I look ridiculous. Pink, can you pull off a bow tie?
Oh, he can. He's a handsome guy.
Listen, and my neck is so fat where I wouldn't even dare to put a bow tie on, but I get jealous when I see guys put a bow tie on because it actually looks pretty good.
Hmm. Well, listen, right. We're in it together, buddy. We appreciate you. Enjoy the game this weekend, thanks again.
All right, guys. See you next week. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I can't believe John Vicari kept us for that for like 6 minutes of just messing around over there trying to figure out how to spell Mogador. Still upset. We're going to react to what Jason had to say later in the show, but it is a huge weekend, redemption weekend for one team here in the state of Ohio. We'll get to who.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.